Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
And we're ready to go. Magic for the win if they can knock it down. Aaron Gordon looking, still looking. He's got Fournier up top. He caught it, wheels left. He'll fire it for the game winner.
It's
in. Magic win. Just like that. God bless France.
Vive la France. Vive la France. He made up for the foul shot. That's for sure.
Evan Fournier could have put the Magic ahead with a free throw. Instead, he buries the three to win it at the buzzer. Good night, Cleveland.
This is my first one. I mean, come on. You saw me made, you know.
It was in New Orleans one night, didn't you?
Not at the buzzer like that. Uh-huh. It was always like time left on the clock. Like 1 second, 2 seconds, whatever. Uh-huh. That's my first one when, you know, the ball's in the air and bang.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
That's right, Mr. Fournier. Walk him off. We love France. Vive la France. Terrific shot by Evan Fournier. Terrific win by the Orlando Magic last night. Probably never should have come down to that. We'll get into that, among other things. But still, nonetheless, a big win. You now have won back-to-back games, and you're 4-6 on the season. Magic winning 102-100. That the game winner from Evan Fournier, two of his 15 points. On the night, the Orlando Magic win, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. The rest of the day, you're going to get 50% off your regular menu price order at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. And without further ado, let's bring in my guest for the program. He is Jeff Turner, who covers all games on Fox Sports Florida with us alongside David Steele. And if I know one thing about JT, he's getting ready to get his Papa John's pizza. He already got his free Chick-fil-A sandwich for all the threes that they hit. Am I right, JT?
And then I've got my Olive Garden, right? I can get the salad and the breadsticks. Did we have three dunks last night?
Yes, we did. That's right. Very good point. Yeah, so you're going to get
top of it, Dante. I'm on top of it.
You're a trio guy. You got the whole thing, your whole thing covered. All right, so listen, we had a back-to-back. It's our third game in four nights. We were on the road for a couple of days. What did you do today? Did you get caught up on sleep, or did you have work to do?
A little bit. I'm already planning for three in a row, right? A winning streak tomorrow. So I'm getting ready for our big game against the Pistons.
And that's the key. You got to keep it going. Detroit won their first four games. They've now lost five consecutive games. So maybe a chance for the Magic to get that third straight win. But take us through that last shot, JT. Evan Fournier comes through in the clutch, and we'll kind of break the game down a little bit later. But that shot, what would you see there at the end? And I tell you what, it was clutch. The Magic needed that, and he came through big.
Yeah, I thought the lineup that Steve Clifford had on the floor was excellent, because really you had five shooters on the floor. It could have gone in a lot of different places. So if you're Larry Drew and you're drawing up your defensive schemes, David and I, before the shot, we're speculating, well, Terrence Ross has been hot, right? Maybe he's the guy. And I thought there was a nice little misdirection with Terrence receiving kind of a little brush screen from Evan originally coming off of Vooch to the corner. Felt like everybody was kind of looking that direction, and then Evan did a nice job of freeing himself up off the screen and then avoiding Osman with a little escape dribble to his left. So it's a good thing we didn't need a three because he had that toe on the line.
But, yes, he did. Yes, he
we
did.
We only needed a bucket. That's all we need. So all good there.
Well, I tell you what, JT, a lot of things had to happen to get that shot off, to get that play inbounds, and you mentioned a number of them, everybody doing their role on that last play. You know, we had a situation in Philadelphia where we could have got a game winner, and it didn't go that way. So right. I give everybody credit. Everybody knew their position, where they were supposed to be, and you've been in those positions before, JT, where you kind of got to wait. If you're Aaron Gordon, he didn't rush that. He waited for that entire thing to develop. I thought that was big on his part, too.
Yeah, Steve Clifford pointed that out in his postgame, right, that Aaron showed great poise.
Right.
You know, we've talked a lot about this, Dante, on air and off air. You know, that inbounder position, that's not easy. You know, and you've got to be able to deliver the pass. You've got a big player standing in front of you, so you got to look away. Again, I think having Terrence Ross going to the corner, I think kind of moved the defender a little bit that way. And then Evan able to, you know, come around there. So, yeah, Aaron made a terrific play as well.
What did you? What's your impression of a guy like Evan Fournier, JT? We know how much the guy competes and how much he wants to win, but it's difficult. You start the game, your first three quarters, you're 2 of 10 from the floor. And while he's sitting there, he told us after the game, I told the coach I'm going to go in there and get 5 threes. Now, he hit at the time he thought three. He was a foot was on the line. But he makes three big shots in that fourth quarter, finishes with 9 in the fourth, and, of course, the game winner.
Well, those are the kind of players that you want, right, that have that very selective short-term memory, right? You can't dwell on your misses. You can't dwell on the first half. You know, when it's crunch time, you know, you want guys that have that mentality. And, you know, give a lot of credit, again, I know I'm saying his name a lot, for Steve Clifford, but think about this. Evan had just gone to the line and missed a free throw, right?
Good point.
And so Steve Clifford said, okay, here's what we're doing. Evan, you know, you're the number one option here. I mean, that speaks a lot for the coach and the confidence that he has in his shooting guard. And that goes a long way when a guy is struggling and, you know, a coach and your team believes in you that much that they run that play for you after, you know, what was a crucial miss on a free throw.
Speaking with Jeff Turner from Fox Sports Florida, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Then you'll hear David and JT with the call, the Magic and the Pistons. JT, in years past, I don't know that this is a game that they win. I don't know that we've seen this happen, big win, then you come back, you're not quite ready, and you're unable to pull it out there at the end. So not only do you get that big shot from Evan, but JT, there were two huge defensive plays that led up to that. The block by Nick Vucevic, which got the Magic the ball back, and then the steal, Terrence Ross pokes it away from Kyle Korver.
Yeah, no question about it. And take it back a little bit more, Dante. Think about the big shot that Aaron Gordon hit, the tough banker.
That's right.
Late. That, you know, I was telling David after the game, we did a little highlight package of Aaron with you and Nick in the post game, and we had Aaron Gordon, and I don't even think we had that shot in our highlight package, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like you get so caught up in the emotion of the end of the game that you forget that was a huge play. And then you couple that with the two big defensive plays that you're talking about. Everything had to go right, right? I mean, you know, they made some mistakes, no question, down the end.
Right.
And so the big key, as you're talking about, is we took advantage of those, right? They made mistakes, and we didn't, you know, we didn't let them get away with it, right? We made them pay for those mistakes late, which was big.
Well, JT, we've been on the other end of that. Unfortunately, we've seen that happen to us, so it was nice to deliver that blow. And, Jay, you mentioned Aaron Gordon, and I think you have to be impressed, JT, with his last two games, 26 big points in San Antonio, this after getting 5 shots the game before against the Clippers, and then 23 points last night. Again, and it's, see, what can you speak to as far as the way he scored those 20-plus points the last two games? It seems to be within the flow of the offense, which we always say gets him in trouble when he forces it, and he didn't seem to do that the last two games.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the forcing comes from when the team is struggling a little bit and Aaron wanting it so bad that he's trying to take too much on him to make plays, Dante. And so I think that is a big key. But, you know, what we've seen the last two games is Aaron using his energy and his athleticism to get himself going early. You know, a steal and a breakaway dunk, a put back on a missed shot, getting down in the post and getting himself big, getting some easy ones early. And that kind of gets him going, and then it kind of opens up the three-point shot. You know, when you start the game out and all you're doing is shooting long balls and a couple of them don't go in, I think you start pressing. I know as a player,
sure,
that is the tendency, right? And you start aiming. But when you can get a couple of, you know, easy ones, I say easy, he makes them look easy sometimes.
Right, right.
But, you know, off of your effort, just effort plays, I think that takes a little bit of the pressure off of I've got to make this one. You know, and then it becomes contagious with the team as well.
Hey, JT, one more point, and then we'll duck in a quick break. But, we were nervous all day. I know Coach mentioned it. What's the approach going to be to start that game? So we've covered the good. Great job. Great win with Evan, Aaron. But I think, obviously, still a lot to learn. You have a lot of room to improve as far as your approach. And it was all validated because you had that that woeful third quarter where you go just 4 for 22. You're outscored 32-12. You allowed 12 points in the paint. You had nothing going right. You weren't moving the basketball. That's the next step, right? You got to find a way to string together the right approach for consecutive games.
Yeah, and I think, and Steve pointed it out, and in the previous game against the Spurs, I think at the end of that one, he said, the model is this San Antonio team, right? It's that, no matter what the score is, either you're up, you're down, you're at home, you're away, they play the same way, right? They move the basketball. They have a system which they operate in, and they stay with it even when they're struggling. And I think you're right. That's the issue now. That fourth quarter, we had done so many good things in that, especially the first quarter where the ball was moving inside, outside, and then you miss a few shots in the fourth. In the third, and then you get back into your old habits where it's, okay, I'm going to take this on myself, and I'm going to be the hero here. And that just doesn't work for this group.
Better to learn that lesson with the win, though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. All right, JT, hang in there. Got a couple more minutes with you on the other side. Great win for the Orlando Magic last night, and you win, too, with Papa John's Pizza. Magic win, so you get 50% off your regular menu price for the rest of the day today. PapaJohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. More with Jeff Turner in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
The greatness of LeBron James to such a degree that we're resembling a Saturday Night Live spoof where they're talking about the other Cleveland Cavaliers. When LeBron James make a basket, we're right there to give him a high five. And when he sits up there and gets this rebound and this dunk, we're right there to sit up there and, and bump chest with him. And by the way, when he sweats a little bit too much, we're right there to do his laundry.
Oh, boy. Stephen A. Smith there, it points out how good LeBron James was for that team. Obviously, the best player on the planet, no longer with that team. Same roster, but a completely different-looking group of guys, as we saw last night. When the Magic hit five or more threes in a game, and they did last night, they got 11. Fans in attendance will receive a free original chicken sandwich all day today from Chick-fil-A. So bring your ticket stub or the free offer activated in your Orlando Magic app to participating Central Florida Chick-fil-A locations to redeem. And JT, you heard that sample from Stephen A. Smith. Obviously, he's having some fun there, but you've been mentioning that for years now, that really what we saw last night, what we've seen out of this 1-9 Cavs team, the same roster that went with LeBron to the NBA Finals, proves he's the greatest player on the planet and he should be the MVP year in and year out.
Well, I just, that team, and again, they competed last night. Let's not
they
take
did.
That away.
Oh, absolutely.
There are some prideful veterans on that team. I thought George Hill and J.R. Smith were exceptional. Tristan Thompson, veteran guys that had been with LeBron. But, night in and night out, I think you see that they've struggled to close games and to win. And, it's just, to me, that team was built to, play around LeBron James. And you see that when he's been off the floor, and this is not just this year, it's in the past when he was injured or taking some rest days, they struggled to get victories. And so, I made the point last night that, for me, it does solidify, especially last year, the season that he had and getting that team through the playoffs and into the finals, what I thought was his best work of his career, in my opinion, and deserving of MVP.
No, they were fantastic last year following LeBron James, and you're right. They were especially George Hill last night and Tristan Thompson. They put together terrific games. There's a lot of pride, and I give them credit because they've been through a lot here in the first month. They've also had some success the last couple of years, so I don't feel bad one bit for what they're going through right now. I can just say that. But, yeah, a terrific battle. And the Magic needed every single play down the stretch to pull that out last night. And, JT, I think one thing we've always pointed out, you've done it a couple of times in pregame shows and in open hits, Terrence Ross. Need consistency out of Terrence Ross. His last six games, 21 points, 7 points. 17 points, 7 points. But the last two, 17 and 15. And I think that's huge for Terrence Ross to be able to build on that and have some success and be consistent for this group.
Yeah, and I think we're starting to see it a little bit. Boy, I know, you know, just talking with Steve Clifford, he's got a lot of confidence in Terrence Ross. You know, it's interesting, a lot of people, when Jonathan Isaac rolled his ankle, a lot of people thought that Terrence Ross would be the natural guy to move into that starting lineup.
Right.
That's where he was at the beginning of last season, remember, Dante. And so it seemed like a natural fit, but Coach Clifford really likes what Terrence Ross brings to that second unit, and he likes that continuity. And so we're seeing Wes Iwundu step in there so that he really can keep that group led by Terrence Ross and Jonathan Simmons on the floor together with those consistent minutes. And I think that's good. As a player, I want to know, you know, where, you know, when I'm coming into the game, what my role is, how many minutes I'm going to get approximately. That gives me comfort. That helps me prepare for the game. And I think that consistency for Terrence, we're starting to see really helps him prepare, and we're seeing the results.
Speaking with Jeff Turner from Fox Sports Florida, JT and David Steele together tomorrow. 6:30, we hit the air on Fox Sports Florida, the Magic, and the Detroit Pistons. It is classic night, so you'll see all the classic jerseys, which I know brings a little tear to your eye, JT, doesn't it?
I like it. I think it's great. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, Dante, you know, I did a little thing with Mo Bamba at the beginning before one of the games, a classic night game, and I showed him my jersey, and I realized while I was standing there, and I said this to him, this jersey is older than you are.
So that's fantastic.
Nice when you start thinking about it, to embrace our past, especially in our 30th season.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's always a lot of fun. I did enjoy that interview with Mo Bamba as well. That was fun. And, part of that second unit, we'll talk about Mo Bamba too, JT. What have you seen with him? I wanted to hit on Jonathan Simmons as well, but we'll go to Mo Bamba. Back-to-back now, he's looked pretty solid. I thought I put together a couple of solid outings. How different is he from the start of the season to now, in your opinion?
I think he's starting to really kind of understand where his shots and where his opportunities are coming from. I think coming in early, especially through training camp, we saw him experimenting with a few things. I think he's really understanding that he can use his size and his length and be a factor on the offensive glass. And I think we saw it it was outstanding last night, the little pick and roll opportunity he had with Aaron Gordon,
where he got
that monster dunk. We're seeing more of that. So I think he's starting to pick it up. It's, you know, listen, as much as Steve Clifford is throwing at these guys, and just kind of really preparing them for the, you know, as we grow through the season, he's picking up quite a bit of it. And you're seeing it on the court. Fans may not realize it, but he has come a long way in just his understanding of what the coaches are asking of him.
Well, then let's take it a step further, because I think it was sometime last week or maybe even 2 weeks ago, Steve Clifford said Mo Bamba 25, 30 games from now is going to be completely different than he is right now. What is he referencing? How does he make a jump like that?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's, you know, there'll be times I think we'll be able to maybe run some stuff for him in the post.
Okay.
Where we can get him some looks in there. I think he's going to get to a better understanding. He's still not... like when we're running a lot of pick and roll with him up high, really not getting good contact on the screen. I think he's going to figure that out, that, hey, if I get a good piece of this point guard or whoever it is, you know, it really helps us, and it's going to open me up on this role a little bit. So there are little nuances to what he's doing already that I think is what Cliff is referencing, you know, in those 25 to 30 games.
How quickly did you figure that out, JT, when you played, that if I take this guy out on this screen, I might get me a little jumper here?
Well, you know, what's interesting, you know, I was always taught, the game is so different now, Dante.
Sure,
when,
sure.
You know, when I was playing, everything was a design set. And, you know, I think what guys start to realize is if I set a good screen, I'm the one that's going to get the shot.
Right.
You know, it really opens things up for me. So, you know, I think that's a little thing that maybe younger players, because of the way the game is played, you know, you can get away with just always slipping the screen and everything. And there's a place for that. But, you know, really getting good contact on somebody really helps out. I always say, you know, if you go back, you want to watch great screeners, watch Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They get open a lot of times because they're the guys that set the screens. They put so much pressure on the defense, it opens them up.
Interesting. Yeah, no, you're right. You bring up a good point. Nobody gets more open looks than those two, so there's something to that. You're right. Lastly, JT, Jonathan Simmons. How difficult is it? You think these are the best athletes in the world. He's been playing basketball his whole life, but he had the wrist injury and said he couldn't really pick up a basketball for a number of weeks. I think we've seen that. He's very slow out of the gates to get started. But a nice effort last night, 11 points. He's such a big part of what this team needs with what he can bring, his ability to get to the basket and get in the paint. Well, just touch on why that's so difficult, even for a guy at this level to not have a basketball in his hands for so long, and it could even take him a while to get up to speed.
Yeah, it's their skill set, Dante, and you have to use them. If you take an extended period of time off, which is what he has done, you know, you have to get back into the rhythm of playing NBA basketball, of doing your job. I always, you know, I try to explain it to people sometimes. And I say, you know, if you're a carpenter, right, and you take a year off and you never hammer nails, right, when you start back, you know, picking that back up, you're going to hit your thumb a few times, right?
That's right.
I mean, there's a rhythm to your job, and that's exactly what I think we're seeing with him. He's for having so much time off where he couldn't do anything, where he couldn't pick up a basketball, I think he's doing pretty well. Obviously, what we're seeing is the shot's not quite there.
Right.
The little floaters, the little hooks around the basket that, you know, we saw him be so effective with last season. That's all coming. It'll be there for him. But he's just got to get into that rhythm of his job.
Is that why Ty Easton and I struggle in our yearly basketball game against Fox Sports Florida?
Exactly. You guys are terrific athletes, but you just don't play enough, right?
Exactly right. Okay, I feel better about that then. We'll go with that. All right, JT. Good stuff. Always great to catch up with you. Can we make it three in a row tomorrow? Can we keep this thing rolling? It's a lot of fun to win.
It is. It was a lot of fun last night, wasn't it? At the end, you know, Dave and I are actually in the post-game show when we win games. So it's kind of fun.
Sure is. All right, great stuff, JT. We'll see you tomorrow night. That is Jeff Turner, Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 tomorrow. Join us, the Magic and the Pistons.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Vive la France.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.